My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
An insider's look at the National Football League. It's NFL Lunch,
presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse,
with Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football. It's NFL Lunch here on Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. Cordell Woodland filling in for the Bobs here with Vinny Serrato, Nolan Quickdraw McGraw behind the glass on this Featured Artist Friday. See what's going on in the NFL world. We've been talking a lot about Brandon Ayuk and the possibility of him being traded out of San Francisco. I see that Chase Daniel put out on the Scoop City podcast on The Athletic that Brandon Ayuk turned down a $32 million a year contract from the Patriots because he doesn't trust their quarterback situation right now, which is kind of head scratching when you think about the alternative being Pittsburgh. And Right. Sure, their quarterback situation is better than it's been, but it's not ideal either with Justin Fields and Russell Wilson out there. Neither one of those guys, I mean, we don't know what the future holds for either of them right now. So, I mean, if he's looking for a good quarterback situation, it's probably best he stays in San Francisco.
I tend to agree. You know, and listening to Mike Tannenbaum on Get Up, he just says, you know, like the kid's making 14 and change this year. Give him like a $5 million, you know, incentives or easily made incentives or something. Get him up to $20 million and go for the gusto this year. And then you're a free agent next year. And then you can choose wherever you want to go.
Let's go out to Dallas, where the Cowboys, of course, are in the midst of trying to get CeeDee Lamb on a contract extension. Still the same thing with Dak Prescott as well. We're hearing less and less about the Dak stuff. And the CeeDee Lamb, we heard Jerry Jones, owner of the Cowboys and GM of the team. That's still such a weird dynamic. But Jerry's saying that they have no, that he doesn't have a sense of urgency about getting the contract done with CeeDee Lamb. And CeeDee Lamb saw it on X last night and just responded, LOL. Anybody that watched the Cowboys saw that CeeDee Lamb was pretty much their offense right last year. They had one guy to get the ball to, and it was him. I don't expect much out of the Cowboys this season, but if CeeDee Lamb isn't going to be there in the future, I don't know how anybody looks at the Cowboys as anything less than a team in the middle of the pack at best.
I just think Jerry's no dummy. He knows what he's saying when he's saying it. I'm guessing that contract will be done probably next week sometime. You know, get him a week of training camp. Get him 2 weeks before the regular season. He knows he needs him to win.
Yeah. Yeah, I would hope so. I mean, because we're all watching the same games. Yesterday, the Jets had the joint practice with the Commanders. Of course, it was a lot of rain going on, which is why Aaron Rodgers wasn't on the practice field. They're saying that they were forward-thinking in that and just keeping Rodgers out of harm's way and avoiding the bad weather. Any problem with Rodgers not practicing?
No, I got no problems with that. Especially a guy tore his Achilles, you know, and the field's going to be slick and wet and all those things. No, no problem with that. Now, they're practicing again today, right, Cordell? Aren't they practicing against each other?
I don't know if they're practicing again today with the game tomorrow. I'm not exactly sure.
Yeah, maybe. You might be right. But, I mean, the only thing that why I say it is the Ravens, when they go to Green Bay, they're practicing the day before
right.
with the pack.
Right.
So, I don't know. I guess we'd know by now if they were practicing with each other.
Let's go out to Indianapolis. Their quarterback, Anthony Richardson, remember, his season came to an abrupt end last year, getting that shoulder surgery. Looks like he will be playing in this preseason game on Sunday against the Denver Broncos. Are you excited to see him?
Yeah, just because we haven't got much taste of anything. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him. All the young guys that you're seeing for the first time, and to me, he's a young guy seeing for the first time. And I want to see Caleb Williams because he's got his receivers and running backs and O-line, so they'll all be there, you know, in Saturday's game. So I'm kind of looking forward to that, too.
One last thing here. We know the Panthers, they played in New England last night. Looks like following that game, they had some flight issues. The Delta flight that was carrying the Panthers team ran off the taxiway at Charlotte Douglas Airport around 2:35 a.m. this morning. Doesn't look like anybody was injured, thankfully. Team spokesperson confirmed the Delta flight was the team charter carrying players and staff. They said emergency crews responded to the Delta aircraft after it skid into the mud while taxiing to Wilson Air Center. To Wilson Air Center. So it looks like everybody's okay. Hopefully they're able to make it home. Oh, that stuff is scary.
Oh, no doubt. And especially, Cordell, most of at that time, 2:30 in the morning, you know, you're sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. You're not trying to deal. You just want – it's crazy. I mean, I had an issue with my flight coming back from Chicago, flights getting canceled and stuff. I've had more problems getting back home than I have going, you know, leaving out of here. I don't know why that is, but the airlines these days are kind of crazy right now. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's grab a call before we go to break. Let's get Cliff in White Marsh. Cliff, you're on the Fan.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. The theme of my call today on both sides of the ball with the Ravens is flexibility. Now, Vinny, I heard you say a little earlier, Arthur Jones, I would put him right inside. Travis Jones. I really do believe he can play there, and he could be a factor there.
Where'd you want to play him?
The five technique, right inside the tackle, isn't it?
Okay. The five is on the outside shoulder.
Okay, then I would take a chance at that. I really would. I think he would give an offensive tackle a little bit extra to think about instead of just one of these glorified speed rot guys. But anyway, the other flexibility the Ravens have, you know, Stevens, you know, at the corner, if they have a plethora of defensive corners and you want to play your best, somebody gets hurt or something like that, that guy can roll right into safety, if you ask me. He's a multi-talented guy, Vinny. And I know we had our disagreements about him a couple years ago, about his ball skills.
Uh-huh.
But I call that. I think he runs with the other team's number ones, and he holds up more than well, and he's a dependable player. Now, finally, on the offensive side of the ball, where would we – I mean, without Andrew's injury last year, we wouldn't even be counting on likely probably at all. But they could do a lot of different things with him. They want to play the tight end. That's good. They want to maybe get him in the slot a little bit and cause a matchup problem against a nickel corner. That's good. But the Ravens have a lot of flexibility right now at a lot of key positions. And I just wanted to – and by the way, Vinny, with his aim enough, or whatever his name is, he that good? I don't have an opinion on him.
Which guy?
I'll take it off air.
Which guy?
Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, Ayuk. Yeah, Ayuk, he had 77 catches, you know, last year and stuff.
1,300 plus yards.
Yeah, so he's legit. He's legit.
Yeah, I think Brandon Ayuk is really good. I mean, he brought up a couple of Ravens, Brandon Stevens, in terms of him playing some safety. Of course, he can do it. He's done it in the past. It doesn't seem like that's something they necessarily want to explore.
I don't think he's got those kind of ball skills.
Not to center field. Yeah, maybe not. I mean, it's different when you're able to like see it coming in front of you as opposed to corner where you have your back turned a lot. But, yeah, I mean, ball skills have been his issue for a while now. He seems to really be coming into his own as a corner now. I think they want to just continue to explore that path with him. They added Eddie Jackson. His safety group is healthy now. They love Ardarius Washington back there. I don't really see a scenario where Stevens is playing safety these days unless they are in a dire situation.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I think TJ Tampa is more so the guy to do that than Stevens. Now, with Travis Jones, Cordell, I like him as a I could see him as a three technique, you know, because I think he's got the quickness and stuff to beat a guard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy who maybe you put outside, you know, in passing situations, Matabike would be more that guy that you put outside than Travis Jones.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll play you some of this Ravens audio. We've talked to a lot of different players so far. Talked to John Harbaugh quite a bit to this point in training camp. We'll play you some of that audio next here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
on the fan on this featured artist Friday, playing ELO all the way up until 2 o'clock, where Inside Access will take over from there. Ravens on the field tonight, taking the field against the Philadelphia Eagles at 7:30 at M&T Bank Stadium. Let's hear from John Harbaugh. Here we know Patrick McCurry is kind of a part of that group battling for that starting spot on the offensive line. Here's John Harbaugh talking about where McCurry fits in.
Pat's greatest strength is his versatility. It's also probably his greatest, the thorn in his side a little bit. So he didn't get a chance always to lock down at one position. But that's a good problem to have, and we're trying to work through that too.
I've always kind of been back and forth on this whole idea that Patrick McCurry is more useful as a sixth man as opposed to a starter. This isn't basketball. So, like, I get it. If somebody goes down, it's great to have that luxury to have a guy that can move from multiple different spots. But also, you could go 2 months and not have to go to your sixth man in football. You may not need Patrick McCurry. If he's a part of your best five, especially if he can play multiple positions, I feel like he should be out there. Now, granted, I understand he has his own injury risk, mm-hmm. and that's kind of scares people in terms of him being out there too much. But in a situation that they're in right now with their offensive line, if they feel like he's one of their best five, he should be out there.
Yeah, it's kind of a difficult because I can see, I mean, because you're sitting there and you're Harbs and stuff and Eric. And you're saying, okay, we can start. If we start McCurry, let's say that McCurry's the starter for the season. They name him the starter at right tackle for the season. All right, then when I go to my 53, what three guys are you dressing then, Cordell? Because then you got to dress a guy that can play center guard because mm-hmm. you need a backup center. You need a guy who can play both tackles. And then you probably need another guy that can kind of do a little bit of everything.
Well, it would still leave the door open for McCurry to, if somebody was to go down, he can still shift over. If your backups, you don't feel confident, let's say a guard goes down, McCurry starting at right tackle. All right, you could just put McCurry at the guard and put Rosengarten in at that tackle, so to speak. I mean, I feel like you could dress Ben Cleveland because he's getting reps at center. If he's on the team, he's probably going to dress as a backup. He could be your backup center or, you know, probably a guard or something like that. But he's shown that he can go in a pinch. Maybe, and I guess Faalele would be one of their starters. Rosengarten would be the other one that's dressing. And yeah, the last one, I mean, maybe Samick maybe, or Josh Jones if he's still on the team.
Josh Jones has kind of been going.
Yeah, it's been nosediving for him.
And same with Salah.
Yeah,
Salah's got no body strength.
I didn't even think about him, to be honest. And he's probably going to be there. He would probably be the third guy to dress just because he'd be the backup guard.
Yeah, the only thing that has always been said about McCurry is he's got that bad back.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's good for 2 or 3 games. So, are you better off, Cordell, getting 2 or 3 games out of him as a starter, or are you having him be the sixth guy? You know, I mean, because if you're Harbs and he's your sixth guy game day,
mm-hmm.
I'm good.
Right.
Because, you know, because right now, Cordell, let's say that Lindenbaum goes down during the game. You bringing in Ben Cleveland?
To be the backup center?
Yeah, Lindenbaum goes down in the game. Center's got to come in. Who's it going to be? One of those rookie guys?
Well, if McCurry's on the bench, then he'd probably...
McCurry
he's starting?
Would be the guy. If he's starting,
yeah.
Then you got to shift and move him to center and everything. I don't know. Just because you got Ronnie Stanley, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, who's... The odds on him playing 17 games are what, Cordell?
Not high.
Right.
I mean, but that's the situation that they're in right now. You know, that's just what they have. They in the past, they've been able to use McCurry as that sixth man as kind of a luxury. Right now, with the way that their offensive line is situated, I don't think they have that same luxury right now.
I don't think the coaches and them see it as a luxury. I think they see it as kind of an asset that they've got. They've got a sense of comfort there that we've got bottom, like if they could just dress one guy, McCary, you know, because he could play all the, like, whoever's coming in, McCary is that sixth guy. Mm-hmm. You know, the guys 7 and 8, they're not coming in before McCary.
No.
You know, but I know, talking with some of the Ravens people out there, they say, hey, play your best five.
Right. And I think that's a different tone than what they've had in the past, because in the past they've been able to get away with McCary coming off the bench. Right now, they probably need McCary to be playing.
I would think for a Kansas City game, there's a good chance of that he's going to have to be the right tackle, I would think.
And I still think that it's not out of the realm of possibility that we see them do some funky stuff with the offensive line. We saw them do it last year down the stretch, shuffling the tackles and stuff. It wouldn't put it out. I would not shock me, because the offensive line right now is worse than it was last year. It wouldn't shock me if they at some point get into a similar spot to where they're doing the same thing again. And for McCary, he's in a contract year. So I think that's probably a big reason why he probably wants to get out there as much as he can to try to show that he can still play and play enough to be relied on as a starter.
See, I think everybody knows. And you know, Cordell, he's making $6 million being the sixth guy.
Yeah.
And he's valuable to any team in the league would want mm-hmm. him. Because why? Not to be a starter.
Right.
But to be that sixth guy. That's his value in the league, is being a sixth guy. Because if he has to start, he's not going to be able to sustain. Then he loses, you know, kind of what makes him unique. He's a unique dude because he can do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the issue you got with him is if let's say McCary's playing right tackle. McCary gets hurt being a starter. You lost your guy that can play everything. You know, then you're down. You're down a guy that can go into a game at any position. You don't have that.
Right. I just feel like in the past that was okay, but now it's like if you're almost waiting for somebody to get hurt to use the guy. And now they don't have five solid starters
that's
to be able to go out there and just wait for somebody to fall down for McCary to go play.
Cordell, he could start at right guard and right tackle.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's where they're at. I mean, we're going to see. You know, Harps thought after four weeks in? And we're nowhere near.
That's not really surprising to me, honestly.
No, me either. Yeah. I thought it was going to take a couple preseason games, because I've seen Falele have to make a huge jump
mm-hmm.
and Rosengarten have to make a huge jump. And we'll see in these games. I think it's going to be good. And Falele needs to play at least a half. Rosengarten played a whole game.
Mm-hmm.
He needs rep. That's what he needs tonight.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll bring in Jeffrey Chedia from NFL Network, talk some football with him with the NFL season right around the corner. That's next here on The Fan. By Jeffrey Chedia from NFL Network, here to talk some football with us. What's going on, Jeffrey?
I'm doing well. How you guys doing?
Good, Jeff.
Not bad. Appreciate you making some time for us this afternoon. And the NFL season feels like it's right around the corner, and the Ravens, they have their first preseason game tonight against the Eagles. We're seeing more teams around the league look like they're going to be playing some of their starters. I saw Andy Reid say that Patrick Mahomes and their starters are going to play at least a quarter. The Eagles look like they're going to play their starters for a stint tonight. It seemed like that used to be the norm at one point, the starters playing in a preseason. Then we kind of went away from it. Are we kind of going back into that era of starters getting more run in the preseason?
I think we are. You know, Andy Reid's an old school guy. He's been doing this for a long time. But I think you're seeing some coaches realize the importance of getting guys a little more action. You know, there's only three games. And really, it's like you want to hit the ground running. And really, these rosters are so big now that you've got to really have an opportunity to see how guys play together, how they play with different groups. You know, one thing living in Kansas City, I've noticed more so with the Chiefs in their training camp, is just how much they're mixing in young guys, backups in with the first team guys, to see how they all fit together. So I think there's more to look at. So I think you're right. I think you're going to see more of that in the future.
Hey, Jeffrey, you know what I thought was that Travis Kelce, with all his, you know, being in Europe all the time and the concert going and all that, that he wouldn't, you know, be working out as much. But I mean, watching some of the clips and stuff, he looks really good.
Yeah, he finds a way to get the work in. And you're right. I thought last year he was busy, and that was before he had this relationship with Taylor Swift going on. But he's always been a consummate professional, and you know the way he works and his approach to it. He said this when he got to training camp here, that he treats training camp like it's a sanctuary. And so I think he's got a healthy respect for the career he's had, and I know he wants to win another championship. So it doesn't surprise me that the film you're seeing reflects that.
Jeffrey, you look at a team like the Texans, and they had probably as busy of an offseason as any team in the NFL. How confident are you that their great offseason will be able to translate to them having a great season?
Well, I like the coach. D'Amico Ryans is a very talented coach, and he's had a lot of success, early success with that group. I like the way they built that team. You know, last year when they were coming and nobody was talking about them, but in retrospect, they did a great job of finding really good veterans to come in and a handful of stars. And I think they've still placed a high emphasis on character, and the quarterback is talented. I mean, you guys see that in Baltimore. Once you have somebody who you think is a future superstar, it's a lot easier to go off and win games. So look, nobody was expecting much from them this time last year, bringing in Stephon Diggs, bringing in Joe Mixon, bringing in Danielle Hunter. They've added some guys who are veterans around this league who want to win, and so I think it's going to help them in the long run.
Hey, Jeffrey, would you say that the Chiefs are better this year? Because they're better at the wide receiver position. You know, it looks like they got outside speed. Andy wants to throw the ball more down the field. So are they better?
Yeah, it's funny. They couldn't be worse at that spot. So, yeah, right. I mean, definitely the bar was low to be better. But, yeah, there's a lot of excitement about what they brought in. I think the speed with Hollywood Brown, the speed with Xavier Worthy. Now, it's still to wait and see how it's all going to play out with Rashee Rice. There's a lot of expectation that he'll be suspended, a pretty lengthy suspension for what happened with him in the offseason with that drag racing in Texas. But they know who they are. And I think you guys know this. I mean, Benny, especially around the 49ers back in the day, you know, once you win championships and you know how to win championships, that gives you a great leg up. And they got a lot of young guys on this team who all they've known is winning championships. So that I think the way they work, their expectations, and really the way they had to fight through last year, I think that makes them a better team more so than the talent they have around them.
We're talking to Jeffrey Chedia from NFL Network. It's Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan. And Jeffrey, I want to go out to L.A. It's a lot of jokes out here about the Chargers calling them the Los Angeles Ravens right now, because it just feels like they're picking up all the guys that the Ravens have once had. And of course, with Jim Harbaugh out there, everybody's looking at the Chargers differently compared to what it was like with Brandon Staley out there. Rightfully so, I would say it's definitely an upgrade at the coaching position. I haven't necessarily been blown away with a lot of the moves that the Chargers have made. I'm struggling to really see the Chargers making noise, at least this season. Where are you on the Chargers?
Well, they'll be better. I mean, I think they'll be better coached. Sometimes when you move people out, it's addition by subtraction, and maybe it was time to change some of the faces in the locker room there. But the thing I know about Jim Harbaugh, you know, following his career, and I went to Michigan, so I know what he's done there, is that it's really not about the star power. It's about how much guys buy into what he's doing. And that's always been kind of at the foundation of the success he's had, that he's going to run a football, he's going to be physical, he's going to limit the mistakes, and he's going to have a team that plays good defense, and he's going to make the quarterback more efficient. And so I think for me, again, you've got a great coach, and you got a great talented quarterback, and that gives you a great opportunity to do some things. You know, he doesn't have to have a ton of stars to play the kind of football he wants to play. And I think that's what makes me think they'll be better.
Hey, Jeffrey, I'm anxious to see the NFC North, because Detroit was good last year. They're going to be better. Green Bay's going to be – they finished strong last year. They're going to be good. And watching Hard Knocks and watching the Bears, they're going to be interesting too, you know, if Caleb Williams can do the things that they hope he can do, because they've got some talent on their team. And then I think the Vikings will bring up the rear there.
Yeah, and, you know, I was in Chicago and somebody made one of the people who worked there said, you know, when we look at our team now on the field, we see names out there, like the opposite of the Chargers. They see DeAndre Swift and they see Keenan Allen and DJ Moore and Montez Sweat and all these guys. So that makes them feel better about the talent on the roster. But you're right. The AFC North is always, to me, the toughest division, but it wouldn't surprise me if the NFC North was the most competitive division this year, because you look at these teams, they're all kind of carbon copies of each other. They're all well-coached. They all have intriguing quarterback situations. They've all got, like, shifty backs and a lot of receivers, and so there's going to be a lot of offense. It's not going to be the old black and blue division, but from days of old, it's going to be a lot of high-scoring games. But it's exciting because, if you're right, the Jordan Love, the Caleb Williams, you know, the Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Justin Jefferson, all those. I think Minnesota could be a 9-10 win team if things break right. They have enough talent to do that if the quarterback situation is good.
Jeffrey Chedea, great stuff, man. Really appreciate your time this afternoon. We'll talk again down the line as the season continues
to
progress.
We'll probably be talking, Jeffrey, let me see, we're playing September the 5th, right? We'll be talking that week.
A few more times probably before
that.
Okay,
you got it. All right.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll take a trip through the Funhouse before Inside Access takes over at 2. That's next here on The Fan.
Quick Draws Funhouse. The rudeness, tuneness text reader.
Who's the fastest gun alive?
This side of the Chesapeake.
I like that quick draw.
105.7 The Fan.
Well, as far as the topic earlier in the show about robot umpires, umpires just in general being bad, texter here says that more widespread gambling or illegal gambling is going to equate to less human element in sports, particularly baseball. That's all there is to it. It's a shame. Folks don't want to lose their money on a bad call.
I mean, does anybody?
No.
Right. But,
does anybody? I mean, I know I don't, but at the same time, like I said, I'm not fully on board with the robo umps. If there's a hybrid situation, and I think there is, to where it would be used as kind of a support tool, I'd be okay with that. But I don't want to just see the human umpires completely gone. I just can't picture baseball, especially for all the baseball purists out there and all the other things that they have fought. I would imagine this would be the one thing that I'm at least on board with them on.
I just want to see it in action.
Yeah.
You know, what does it equate? You know, if a ball just barely grazes the zone, does that count as a strike?
I think I remember Ryan Ripken telling me about a minor league game that ended on a situation like that, where the ball had basically grazed the zone and it turned out to be a strike, and that ended the game. And there have been some pitchers in Major League Baseball that have been asked about the robo umps, and they have even gone out to say that they feel like it would lean too favorable towards the pitchers at that point, I guess. So the pitchers, depends on who you ask, because a lot of pitchers these days are getting the benefit of the doubt with stealing strikes and everything, with the catchers are getting so good at that. So I don't know. It's a double-edged sword, but I just feel like robo umps would kind of lean more towards pitchers.
See, I would think this, Cordell, like the way it is right now, it's kind of like in the NFL too. You study the officials because certain crews call holding all the time or call pass interference, you know, those types of things. So when you go into a series and you have that ump, you know you're having sessions on, okay, this ump, here's what to expect here. He's going to have a big strike zone, so don't get upset about it. This is the way it's going to be. I would think, you know, because each ump has, they study the umps.
Right.
You well, know,
that's
just
actually
like
one of my bigger gripes with baseball players, and they even mentioned it on the Masson broadcast the other night when they were upset with the home plate umpire that, well, these guys know the strike zone so well, and they're not going to swing at a ball outside the zone. But I'm sitting there saying, well, you've seen 8 innings of this tonight.
Right, right.
His zone isn't good, but at least it's consistently bad. You've got to expand your zone, at least for tonight. I mean, we're trying to win a game here. This isn't about who's right or wrong with balls and strikes. He's clearly wrong, but he's not changing anytime soon. So you want to lose or do you want to win?
I'm right there with you. Until, like, some of these pitches that have been called strikes that have been, like, if it's sometimes too high or too low, okay, that's one thing. But when we're talking about the pitches that are like 2 feet outside the zone, no professional hitter is training themselves to swing at that type of pitch. That's the issue I have, the super egregious calls that have been made.
Moving on here, this texter says that Zach Eflin tonight, great opportunity to face his former team, show them exactly what they're missing. Unfortunately, on the other side, Littell has had good success against the O's this year. Could come down to the bullpen tonight.
And that's scary. Right. That's scary because Burt Smith probably isn't going to be available to do much tonight, I would imagine. So, yeah, I'm kind of terrified of a bullpen back and forth in this game tonight.
And lastly here, as far as the Ravens preseason game, this texter says the only key or the big key that I'm looking for tonight is team health. Some rainy conditions don't help, but keep those ankles and knees in proper shape. Don't really care about the game at all. Just don't want injury panic come next week.
Yeah, that's the first thing you always look at is health. Stay healthy, number one. And then, you know, then some guys make some plays. That's what you need.
That'll do it for us. Another great one in the books. Have a great weekend, everybody. Don't touch that dial. Inside Access, they're up next. They're going until 6 o'clock right here on The Fan. Until next week, class dismissed.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.